Ed Sheeran in court this week over thinking out loud. Lizzo brings drag queens on stage to protest Tennessee ban, and Drake finally announces Toronto concerts. It's Monday, April 24th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Ed Sheeran is expected to testify in a New York City courtroom this week as he faces accusations that his 2014 hit, Thinking Out Loud, infringed on Marvin Gaye's 1973 classic, Let's Get It On. The estate of Ed Townsend Jr., who co-wrote the Gaye song, files a lawsuit against Sheeran in 2016 over what it called striking similarities and overt common elements. It alleges that Sheeran copied the heart of Let's and repeated it continually throughout Thinking. The case was dismissed in February 2017 due to improper service of papers, but was successfully refiled in July 2017. Lawyers representing Sheeran countered that the two songs share versions of similar and unprotectable chord progression that's freely available to all songwriters. In 2019, Judge Louis L. Stanton rejected Sheeran's motion to have the lawsuit dismissed and wrote in his ruling that the average person could conclude that parts of Thinking Out Loud were appropriated from Let's Get It On. The plaintiffs noted in a 2014 court in Zurich that Sheeran performed a mashup of the songs which only highlighted their similarities. Stanton previously said he would consider a motion to show the video to the jurors. Gaye's estate, which won $5.3 million US in its case against Robin Thicke, Pharrell Williams, and T.I., between similarities of their 2013 hit Blurred Lines and Gaye's 1977 song Got to Give It Up. Amy Waj and Julian Williams, who co-wrote Thinking Out Loud, are not named as defendants. Jury selection and opening statements begin Monday, and the trial is scheduled to last a week. Another lawsuit over Thinking Out Loud, filed in 2018, is pending. Last September, Stanton rejected a motion to dismiss, writing, "There is no bright line rule that the combination of two unprotectable elements is insufficiently numerous to constitute an original work. A work may be copyrightable even though it is entirely a compilation of unprotectable elements." Last April, Sheeran beat a 2019 plagiarism lawsuit filed over his song Shape of You. After an 11-day trial in London, a judge ruled that even though there were similarities between the song and one by Sammy Chokri and Ross O'Donoghue, Sheeran and co-writers Johnny McDade and Steve McCutcheon neither deliberately nor subconsciously copied the melody. After the verdict, Sheeran complained that claims of copyright infringement are way too common now and are really damaging to the songwriting industry. He added there are only so many notes and very few chords used in pop music. Coincidence is bound to happen. This really does have to end. Lizzo decided on Friday it was about damn time to stand up to efforts to ban public drag performances in Tennessee. During her concert at the Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville, the pop star was joined by several drag queens. "In light of recent tragic events and current events, I was told by people on the internet, cancel your shows in Tennessee. Don't go to Tennessee," Lizzo told the crowd. "The reason was valid, but why would I not come to see the people who need to hear the message the most? Why would I not create a safe space in Tennessee where we can celebrate drag entertainers and celebrate our differences?" In February, Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee signed legislation that would ban adult cabaret performances in public or in front of minors. The law was blocked last March by a federal judge on the ground that it was too vague. Lizzo shared a clip of the special moment on Instagram that she captioned, "Thank you to these beautiful drag queens for showing their pride in Tennessee." In the comments, one person blasted Republicans for trying to eliminate all women's rights, struggling folks, vulnerable populations, and the LGBTQ community, and our beautiful queens of drag. Not to mention how they don't care about any child anyway and are just fine with children getting shot at school. Another wrote, "Lizzo, you showed up. Thank you for coming to Knoxville and giving us some hope. You're everything I would want to be." One person opined that no one hits politics and pop culture the way Queen Lizzo does and added, "Lizzo for president." Drake confirmed on Monday that he'll wrap up its All Blur tour with a pair of shows in his hometown, Toronto. The rap superstar will perform on October 5th and 7th at Scotiabank Arena. Tickets go on sale to the general public on April 28th. Notably, Drake's tour mate, 21 Savage, is not scheduled to be part of the Toronto shows. Drake teased the tour during his January shows at the Apollo Theater in New York City. "We're going to be out on the road this summer," he said at the time. "Feel free to come and see my brother this summer." He announced the first run of shows last month, including stops in Montreal on July 14 and 15, and Vancouver on August 28th and 29th. It's the first tour by Drake since 2019's Assassination Vacation Tour with fellow Canadian Tory Lanez, but the first to include Canada since the Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour, which made stops in Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and Edmonton in 2018. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.